Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn how to say optimistic in Chinese. We have economist and best-selling author Norina Hurt with us. Hi, Norina. 你好。
你好。
你好。Thank you for joining us. I know from knowing you for so many years, you always smile, always optimistic.And always positive and inspiring.
Thank you. What a lovely thing to hear. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, can you tell us how you manage to be always smiling and positive, even when we know the world sometimes it's a little bit weird?
Yes. Well, firstly, not every day is a good day. Mm. There are things that one can't control circumstances. One can't control things that happen to one. So, of course, I've had my sad...moments. My mm-hmm. mother died when I was 20. Mm-hmm. I've had difficult periods in my life, for sure. But I think what makes me optimistic is a sense of agency, a sense of I can create mm-hmm. a life that I want and a life that is meaningful, not only for myself, but for others. I have a kind of sense that I can do that mm-hmm. and a sense of purpose that goes beyondmeeting my own needs. And I think that helps me. That helps me be optimistic because I think if life is too selfish, mm-hmm. then it's probably quite easy to feel defeated if things go wrong. But if life becomes more about than just yourself, mm-hmm. then it's easier to look at the bigger picture.
Right.
Which may not always be everything going wonderfully for you, of mm-hmm. course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.in fact, a lot of Chinese people, ancient Chinese philosophies, they encourage people to be positive and be optimistic. So your view, in a way, is quite aligned with ancient Chinese philosophy. So 乐观, that's how we say it. 乐观.
乐观.
乐观. 乐 is happy. And 观 is point of view. So my view is happy view. So 乐观, optimistic.
乐观。
乐观。And 乐 originally is actually Chinese instrument.
Huh.
Playing music.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so you can imagine that when people play music, of course, it's an expression of their emotion, but then very often, we actually cheer ourselves up by playing music. So 乐观 is happy view, optimistic. Should we learn how to say...pessimistic as well.
Since, oh dear. I mean, yeah. It was all going so well.
No, we can say we are not pessimistic.
Okay,
we can、
fine.
Add a negative from the pessimistic so we make ourselves positive again. Okay, we say 悲观.
悲观.
悲观 is pessimistic. And 悲观, 观 is the same word, view,、
yes.
point of view. 悲, that means sad. And、
exactly.
character is quite interesting. It's a combination between not,And the heart is a negative heart, maybe.
Oh.
So it's a negative heart when your heart feels negative.
Yes, I mean, that makes
then
sense.
Then you're sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 悲观.
I love always when you explain Chinese characters, you always, they just always make so much sense.
I love the stories behind it.
Yes.
And that makes learning easy and fun.And then, in fact, because now it's an audio show, we can't see it. Once we see the characters, you see the same characters happen again and again. Just like alphabet, they're only 26. But we have unlimited number of words to build.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Right. So let's go back about 乐观.
Okay.
You are so 乐观. And I know it's not that easy as a career woman. And you built...amazing career, been the best-selling author, been a well-acknowledged economist, and now you are the chief economic correspondent for ITV, which is the biggest commercial television in the UK.
Yes.
How did you manage the pressure and been so 乐观?
Well, I've got a fantastic husband, which definitely helps. I mean, every morning I wake up and feel grateful for having a man in my life who, seriously, I feel every daysets out to make my life easier, better.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that really, really helps. I think it's also about, I meditate.
Right.
And I try and remain centered in my day. So whatever's going on, you know, it may look very exciting to the mm-hmm. outside. You know, you're on screen, you're on television. You know, I might be interviewing a prime minister or a president or the head of a big corporation. It all looks very, very busy, but I'm trying to remain very grounded and mindful throughout my day. So I think that really helps, having a regular meditation practice. You meditate as well, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. Yes, yeah. Yes, I can see that. Okay, so first is you have a wonderful husband, which is important.
Yeah, which I recognize not everyone has.
Right. No, let's have a bonus one. You go back and you can tell Danny, I love you in Chinese. Should we do that?
Yes.
You can tell Danny, 我爱你.
我爱你.
我爱你. 我 is I. I is love. 你 is you. 我爱你.
我爱你.
我爱你. You go back and tell Danny that. He's going to melt. And he loved you dearly already. I don't know what else he can do to love you even more because it's out of the chart. Right. And he can say back to you, 我爱你. 我也爱你. That means I love you too. 我也爱你.
我也爱你.
我也爱你. And of course, meditation helps, but I think the first one helps a lot. With that, you're already more than halfway there.
Oh.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much, Norina, for joining us. Today, we talk about optimistic, 乐观 in Chinese. I hope you enjoy it. And please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time. 再见, Norina.
再见.
我爱你.
我爱你.